10,000 troops that are right now in Ukraine, or last killing in the Bas or killing in Mariupol. Those things could happen to Poland. Those, I remind him that you don't forget what Russia did to Poland. 25,000 of people killed with a shot in the back of head by communists, Russian communists. Poland supposed to be defended in 1939 by the Western powers, France and Great Britain, and it wasn't. Didn't keep it. And Ukraine, not supposed to be defended by others, so at least one historical problem less. Ukrainians are not less educated than Polish, and not very much different than Polish. But at the same time, Russian are also not worse than Polish, and not less educated than Polish. So one may ask, where's the problem? Well, the problem is in the Russian system that had a czar. That nation had a brainwash, or say the direction of the perception, where that redirecting of the perception was that the main power in the czar hands. There was, yeah, based on the total lies. So in the effect, that would make from Russian the murderer. It's for that Russian not even noticed. In his brain, he's fighting for the right reason, for the right things. He's killing for the right things. So the only those guys that are on the very top of Russian pyramid, they know the, all of the dirt. But those guys, they have two factors. At first, they're afraid of Tsar. And second, they have too many benefits of being on the Tsar side. So the economy of Russia is in ruin. And to actually, and the West cannot kill the cockroach. Because if the cockroach let's say is gonna collapse due to the American sanction, and there would be the domestic war in Russia, there would be no reason for America to have arms, planes, warships. There would be nobody to who's gonna buy it. Yes, we can put back Russia 20 years back. They will still be alive. Cuba has been 20 years back. Yeah, they're still alive. And now America, without the war, is actually annihilating Cuba. So from the political point of view and to HCN, philosophical political point of view, we're not talking politics here. Iran. But Iran is just a small nothing. It is just a country that has their own terror, their own fear inside, and there is no real danger. People think it is the real danger. It is no real danger. Venezuela. Venezuela is actually falling down. They have the manifestation, protests, domestic problem. Yemen. ISIS took over the power. Yemen doesn't have oil. I mean, yes, they have oil for next nine years. For next 9 years, that's all they have. And Iraq. But Iraq is controlled by the West. And all of the terrorist organization, ISIS, from one hand, they are the real danger. From the other hand, they are completely disorganized. So, China. So Iraq is under control of West China. We don't need to fight with China, because China is based on American money, and we have a benefit of buying from China, and China has a benefit of manufacturing for us cheap. Now we have a Saudi Arabia. As long as Saudi Arabia is with West, they don't have a problem. The problem would be for us if Saudi Arabia, because of the recent debt of the monarch of Saudi Arabia, his successor, if he decides to go apart his own way, it would be the disaster. I don't think it's going to happen. Now, the problem the biggest problem of all is quantitative easing. That's what Roy actually was excellent way pointing out. Quantitative easing. So, why did we invent quantitative easing? Well, in a situation in which the West overdid with investing in China, in all West we have a much less of the working place, a quality working place. But one may ask, could China become Japan? Well, it could, but they have to change the system. And if they don't change the system, they will never be. So, the chance for the China to become a second Japan is the same like for Russia to become America. Never gonna happen. And to Exia.
KC2WGB. Well, you jumped all around the world. You mentioned 100 countries, and like you say, the Arabs. No problem, really. There is a problem with the Arabs. They have financed the terrorists repeatedly. We've asked them not to do it. They still do it, and we put up with it. Now, getting back to the original conversation of the Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine, wasn't that the largest area of land in their satellite attachments for the USSR?
It was. The biggest one was Astana, the capital city of getting tired, hold on.
You mean Estonia?
No. You had a former countries that were on the west side, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Ukraine. The Ukraine is the biggest one out of them. Ukraine is bigger than Poland. Just a little bigger than Poland. Poland is one of the largest countries in Europe. So, Ukraine, Belarus, I'm giving you the reverse over from the largest to the smallest. Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. But we have a Kazakhstan, and the size of Kazakhstan is so large that if you take Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Finland, and Poland, and Moldavia, all together, add Romania, that will be the size of Kazakhstan. So, Kazakhstan is the separate entity, is closely related to Russia, supports Russian politics whatsoever, but still, Kazakhstan is sort of independent. So, from the former republic, the largest chunk of the land that they lost was Kazakhstan, with Astana. Astana is the capital city of Kazakhstan. The second one was Ukraine. Poland was never... Yeah, it was Russia because Ukraine and Belarus and Lithuania was Russian, was Russia. Poland was never Russia until next year.
Well, my question was about Ukraine. So Ukraine was number two?
That is correct.
Okay, it was number two in land size. Now, what about the financial respect of the countries? Which was the most valuable in money?
Ukraine.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, all right, it was second largest, but it was the most valued piece of land. And they were under the Russians' foot for a long time, and they didn't like it. They're bright people. They want their freedom. Okay. But it just amazes me. The Russians are so embarrassed that they're losing, they lost everything, and now they're trying to hang on to the Ukraine. Of course, the money and the closeness, and of course they don't want NATO in there. But it just makes you wonder why the Ukrainians are not doing more to get what they want. They want to get that bear off their back. So I know they need help. I think we agreed to give them some money and maybe some weapons, but I wonder what's going to happen with some of the military forces taking action there, because it seems to be getting out of control. Although we're not hearing about it, it seems to be just as bad as it was 6 months ago.
It's a complicated story, John. Not only do we have a situation, political situation between the countries, but we have the private magnate involvement. One of them is Cyrus, and that guy was born 1930, and he was the Hungarian multi-billionaire, and he started a number of organizations, whatever, he did whatever, actually he can do whatever he wants. He could have, he would handle by himself the war in Ukraine. The guy is eccentric. So he has many offices of his charity organization. He's giving money to universities whatsoever. But at the same time, from one hand, he's supporting the Ukraine. He was supporting Hungary when Hungary was transferring the economy from communistic to the capitalistic one. But he, right now, due to this organization, kind of is messing up. From one hand, he is helping Ukraine. And he gave a few billions of dollars to Poland. But not only Poland, it's former countries that were transferring themselves to capitalism. The Ukraine was actually sort of abandoned. From one hand, he's supporting Ukraine. From the other hand, one of his organizations, due to the maybe, I mean, the guy is 90 years old almost. One of his organizations, human rights, whatever, probably the work of Russian, is trying to accuse Ukraine of using cluster weapons. Not happen. Whatever. I mean, it's just that we're dealing with the billionaire who is old guy, and if somebody comes to him and he says, listen, I'm doing something, would you like to support? And he has a good mood, he's going to support it. One of the things that he supported is in 1980s, he supported Solidarity. He pumped big chunk of money into Solidarity movement. And there was another organization, Polish organization, that was actually completely supported by his money. So, I was reading his biography. The guy's PhD of whatever, but with his money he could be anybody he wants to be. He was, in year 2000, he was listed fourth richest American in the world. Not only in America, but in the world. And next year.
interesting. Another American spreading his money around. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a zoo over there, and I don't see anything interesting happening. I don't think throughout the winter we're going to see nothing. This guy is not doing anything over here. He's not making any decisions. He's showing no support. He's not even flexing his muscles or threatening people. So when we're this weak and the world's laughing at us, it's very hard for us to do anything that's going to be effective.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, I think I closed the material, or I did not. I was reading a whole biography about this guy, Cyrus. His name was Schwartz. During the World War II, he was 13 years old. And he was from a wealthy Jewish family. Of course, there are plenty of people right now from his family. He suffered from the three marriages and the daughters, and everybody is rich, and everybody is political, and everybody is charity, and whatever. And almost everybody is divorced. And Jewish here.
KC2WGB. Yeah, sounds like a normal American family. Crazy. Well, he invests in some of the good ways. Maybe you can make a little bit of a difference. Don't know. But until, you know, these issues are faced and admitted to, and we start looking to make some moves on the people creating the problems, you know, that thing where we did not show up in France to represent our position, I think that was very poor, angered a lot of people, and I think it was a real slap in the face to France, and I don't support it.
Yep. But John, what can we do? Soros. Got it. George Soros. Born August 12, 1930. As Schwartz Georgi. In Hungarian-born American, is a Hungarian-born American business magnate. Now, he's Schwartz Gory. But he changed the name a few times. He's called Cyrus. Or Soros. S-O-R-O-S. Soros. Alma Mater, London School of Economics. Chairman of Soros Fund Management. Plenty of Soros things. He's got plenty of offices. Net worth, $26.5 billion. April 2014. Religion, Judaism.
Let me ask you something. Soros, in Hebrew, doesn't that mean trouble?
No. No. Let me see. No. Soros. Interesting. Let me recall all of the meanings of the Soros.
I thought it meant trouble. Like, I've had a lot of sores.
Interesting. Sores. Well, at first, Soros was Esperantist. That means... he was actually from this Esperanto-speaking family. So his father, Teodoro, was lawyer, but he was... speaking Esperanto, but a dead language. Trying to recall all of the meanings of Soros. Schwartz is black. Soros is sore in Esperanto. Sore, S-O-A-R. Now, in Hebrew,
I have to get a real Jew.
I'm not sure if it was a real Jew. Okay. What do they say about it? Soros was born in Budapest, Hungary. Non-observant Jewish family. Non-observant Jewish family. His mother is Elizabeth, also known as Erzwald, came from the family that owned a thriving silk shop. His father, Trevor, also known as Teodoro, was a lawyer. after World War One until he escaped from Russia and rejoined his family in Budapest. The two married 1924. Tavdar was Esperantist, writer, and taught Soros to speak Esperanto in his childhood. Soros later said that he grew up in Jewish home and that his parents were cautious with their religious roots. The same like in my family. Exactly the same, I know that pain. In 1936, his father changed family name from Schwartz Black into Soros, a successor in Hungarian or wheel Soror in Esperanto. But it would be wheel. Like leaving a wheel? Oh, no, no, no. I know. Wheel sore. So, like your throat is sore, right?
Yeah.
Now, add the word wheel in front. Wheel sore.
Okay, and that's the last name? Or is that the first name and last name?
No, no, no. That would be the meaning of Soros.
Okay.
Very sore. So your throat will be sore.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I know. From Yiddish. Soros is the next one, the coming one, the successor.
Successor. Okay.
Right. Okay. He was a waiter after the Second World War. Then he decided to go to school, so he was in few schools. And then he went to London School of Economics. Then he went to the finance. So he was asking for a job, and one of the banks finally decided to give him a job. And that's how you find stats. A university tutor requested aid for Soros. It was in 1947. And he's got £40 from Religious Society of Friends. So, the Soros will be the best translated to successor. Yes.
He made his money in financing, that's where he made his billions?
That is correct. In 1956, that would be England. We gotta go to England. While a student of philosopher Karl Popper first worked at the railway porter as a waiter. A university tutor is okay. Alvin Schuster, former foreign editor of Los Angeles Times, asked Soros, how does one go from the immigrant to financier? And he answered, when did you realize that you knew how to make money? Soros replied, well, I had a variety of jobs, and I ended up selling fancy goods on the seaside, souvenir shops, and I thought that this is not really what I want to do. So I wrote to every managing director in every merchant bank in London, got just one or two replies, and eventually he's got a job in merchant bank. There was entry position Singer Seitenthaler. Okay. In 1951, he got his bachelor and PhD in 1954. So 51 and 54, only 3 years to PhD from London School of Economics. But when he started to work for the bank, then in 19... 1956, he moved to New York. And in New York, he started to trade. 1959-1963, he planned to stay 5 years, enough time to save $500,000 at that time. Developed a theory of reflexivity based on the ideas of Karl Popper. Okay, I'm not interested with that. He, in 1963 to 73, he was vice president of Arnold and S. Blechholder, resulted in little enthusiasm for the job. Okay. In 1970, he founded Solar Fund Management. They start to give millions.
He took the same path J.P. Morgan took. You realize that?
Yeah. Yep. On September 16, 1992, Black Wednesday, Solar Fund sold short, so he did the short sell for more than 10 billion in pounds. But actually, he profited big time from that, because the European exchange rate mechanism at the end turns out for him that he was supposed to benefit of $1 billion, and he's called the guy who broke the Queen's Bank, or King's Bank, Bank of England. In 1997, the United Kingdom Treasury estimated the cost of Black Wednesday for $3.4 billion. And look what happened. That is 1997. On Monday, October 26, 1992, coming back with time, the Times quoted Soros as saying, "So, our total position on Black Wednesday had to be worth about 10 billion. We planned to sell more than that. In fact, when Norman Lamont said just before the devaluation that he would borrow nearly 15 billion to defend sterling, We were amused because that was exactly what we wanted to sell. So, Soros originally saw the weakness in pound, so he noticed that the pound is weak, and that made him benefit the big time from that. So, everything started from profit estimated 1 billion, found in 1987 to be 3.4 billion, the cost to the UK Treasury, but in 1992 it was, as a Black Wednesday, 10 billion, and due to the devaluation, he was able to trade 15 billion, and that. Yeah, 15 billion. And then he went up with 20-something billion. Trying to get to that. Okay, got it. Okay. The nominal US dollar GDP was 9.2 billion in 1997 and 218.2 billion in 1998. Wow, 9.2 billion in 1997 and 218.2 billion in 1998.
It's probably a Republican.
Okay. Nobody who's read the business magazine in the last few years can be aware that those days these days there really are investors who do not only move the money in anticipation of the currency crisis, but actually to their best to trigger the crisis to fund and profit. So not only they are able to benefit on it, but they could create the crisis and just for fun and profit. The few actors on the scene do not have a standard name, but I propose the name for them: Tories and Trixian.
EC2WEB. Yeah, it sounds like he led an interesting life. Boy, that's a lot of shekels. Wow. But and absolutely, they can create the shortages. They can create the collapse. When you have that kind of money, there's nothing you can't control without money, because that's what everybody's running around for. Well, I gotta get up early tomorrow, Wes, so I gotta go to bed. Pleasure talking to you.
And you didn't tell me how was your day?
It was a slow day today, nice and quiet. Did a little reading, and that's about it. Was watching the news, see if I could find anything that was worth it. Just a lot of garbage going on, you know, with all the stuff that's going on. I just thought I could find one good thing. Not really.
John, you're going to bed, but you're missing the best. You're missing Bushes, and you're missing our president.
Well, the Bushes are old hat. Don't want to see them anymore. They can go to sleep now. And the lame duck, you know, somebody could shoot him or whatever they do with lame ducks, I don't know, but we'll be rid of him soon.
Yeah, but that's political donations of that Soros. He was very much against George Bush. He wanted to remove him in 2004. And he could have. But he decided that he's not going to go big time on it. And he donated to our president, Andrew Sheehan.
Well, good for him. When they redistribute the wealth, maybe they'll take some from him. Help a few people out. Sure. But when it comes to this election coming up for president, I just hope we don't have a Bush running.
Gosh, that would be... John, you know my position and on that, my take on that. Unbelievable. But the amount of money, talking billions, because he was having fun. Billions, John. In 2006, too much of it. In 2004, okay. $35 million for the state of New York for the underprivileged children. $140 million to the New York for money that he received from 2009 Federal Recovery Act. Okay. $200 per child aged 3 to 17 benefit card. $1 million to the drug policy. He was for marijuana. He wanted marijuana to be legalized. So he initiated California passing the legalization of marijuana. Unbelievable. Now we know. Okay. Wall Street, trying to get there. $1 million to Super PAC backing President Obama re-election. October 2013, $25,000 to Hillary, to Super PAC. Where are those billions? Because there's a billions also donated. Okay. $2 million to Central American Progress, $2.5 million to Move On Organization, $20 million to America Coming Together, Democrats, 2004 election. So apart from that, give that. Wanted to kick off the President Bush. he delivered the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., speech, whatever. First there was billions. Now we have about 1 billion only. Just before you go. Central and Eastern Europe. Too many. Too many things happened. 3 million. 1984, Open Society Institute in Hungary. That's good. 2 million. It was Hungarian. Million. Society Georgia, Georgia Europe Foundation. It's Soros Foundation. He wanted to have the organization in every country, so he could probably control those countries, but it was called like a human rights or society, whatever. He backed pro-democracy initiatives in many places, but Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and Russia ban his organizations. Soros carried out his will in Ukraine and Georgia by using NGOs. Last year, Russia passed a special law prohibiting NGOs from taking money from foreigners. I think that Turkey should be banned as well. Soros closed his foundation in Belarus. That's good. After he was fined $3 million by the government for tax and currency violation. According to the New York Times, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has been widely criticized in the West and in Russia for his efforts to control Belarus Soros Foundation and other independent organizations. Suppression of the civil rights whatsoever. Soros court finds part of the campaign to destroy independent society, blah blah blah. He donated $100 million to Central Europe and Eastern Europe to counter the impact of economic crisis on the poor, voluntary groups and non-government organizations. In Zimbabwe and other places, support of separatist movement. In Kosovo, this has helped found non-profit group called Independent Diplomat. In repressed Kosovo, the Turkish Republic and Northern Cyprus under the military occupation by Turkey in 1974.
Sounds like this guy's been busy. Unbelievable. Well, evidently he has too much money. I gotta say goodnight, sir, and you enjoy.
Okay. Sorry. I don't have a time about another $1 billion, but it's okay. Anyhow. I wish you the best, and talk to you tomorrow, and to see you.
KC2WGB. Yeah, I should be around. We're going to start the snow net tomorrow. That might go on for 24 hours, I'm not sure. But I'm trying to get the shack ready for that. I'll start that tomorrow morning, finish it up, get that ready. And I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. I'll be around. KC2WGB.
Yeah, it's a pity you don't have a time. Personal life is kind of interesting. Three wives, divorces, children, few wives, divorces, few husbands, divorces, and everybody is rich and powerful. Have a good night, my friend.
You too, and be safe there with that snow. You know, if you're driving around, because I hear it's going to be very bad. It's going to be wet. It's going to be cold. That means a lot of ice. Probably have a lot of electrical power outages too, so keep what you need handy. KC2WGB.
You too, my friend. Have a good night.
KC2WGB clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL amateur radio repeater system.
How the streets are. It's my town, you know, have their own files, but you know, I think last year or the year before, they didn't plow the street until like way later, like, you know, 10 o'clock or so. So yeah, there's a lot of people shopping, grocery shopping, like they're gonna starve.
Well, since I'm a block and a half from the school, an elementary school, I get plowed pretty quickly. My block itself. And also, I'm only a block off of Main Road, block off of Merrick Avenue, which is a main thoroughfare, so I get plowed there pretty quickly also. And then from there, it's just main roads until I get to Manhattan. Manhattan usually gets cleared pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I was out in the East Meadow yesterday, last night, and I bought two, I already had them, gas, 5 gallon gas cans, and I went to the Harris on Merrick in the park, in the Eisenhower Park. So I guess it's Stewart Avenue and Merrick. And then I continued on home. So right now I'm on the Jackie Robinson, and the roads are open. It's there's no problems this morning. Let's see what happens this afternoon.
Well, I'm on the Meadowbrook now. You got a faster jump than I did. I expect a very easy commute this morning because a lot of people are probably get scared off. When I went to sleep last night, the last thing I did is I checked the weather app on my phone, which hooks up to the Weather Channel. And based upon what they said, there was a chance we could have had some overnight stuff. So I had the cars prepped for snow removal this morning. You know, one of the things I do is, since I have remote start in both cars, I leave the ventilation controls in defrost with the fan up, and I leave the windshield wipers up off the glass, and I bring the snow brushes into the house.
Ah, that's smart. I gotta do that. Yeah, I was thinking like the snow brush today, put it in the car, like in the passenger side. I opened the door this morning, the driver's door, and it got stuck a little bit. I was like, what? So I was thinking like, is it a rain we've had before? Car has hardly moved. Well, it moved Friday, but it didn't move all day Saturday and Sunday, so maybe some water got inside. But yeah, that's another thing is I do is, you know, careful with the locks and stuff like that of the door. Yeah, but the remote starts, especially when your car's left outside. Oh, wow, that's great. Gary, back to you.
If the design of your doors is such that water tends to freeze them shut, you can't get it open, before the wet freezing weather comes, take some petroleum jelly, Vaseline, put a very, very thin coat on your rubber gasket around your door frame. That'll prevent the water from getting in and freezing.
Do that. Alright. Just wait for this guy then. I just pulled into the parking lot here. Let me get this spot ready. Not the same thing, I mean, along the track here. Instead of along the fence. Change my plan today.
Have you been going in this early all along? You know, because last few weeks, I've been, because of problems down by the school. I've been going in a little bit earlier, and I haven't been able to catch you. It's 5:39, you're already at work?
Well, yeah, this morning, I don't know what happened. Why I'm so... It's, I left regular time, and, I started 6, so... Get in there and get going again. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna, have to see 73s. Take care. Be careful driving. F2ZEP, F2EB.
One last piece of advice, John. Take the snow brush into the office with you today. 73, N2ZEP. Stay safe.
Bet tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
This is K6DPZ Mobile, Oceanside, New York. Anybody around?
K6DPZ, 2ZEP, good morning.
ZEP, K6DPZ, good morning. On the way in through Richmond Hill, leaving Oceanside. There's a pretty good sized storm. I figured I'd get in a little earlier, take care of a few things, and leave earlier today.
Yeah, unfortunate. My commute is such that I'll be leaving the city early today before the front starts coming down. I should get out before they have even thoughts of closing the LIE.
No, I can understand that. Well, you know, sometimes they get these things, they say they're going to be a big storm and everybody gets prepared, just runs out and buys everything, and then it just whistles out to nothing.
I will not be upset if the weatherman is wrong, but I'm prepared in case he's right.
I agree with you. Luckily, I got my whole antenna system operational yesterday out here. They finished it off, checked it out. Oh, at least we have a storm, but I'm still getting on HF.
I'm more worried about digging my house out than communications. Snowblower was tested last week. On that little one we had, but it was wet. I didn't feel like ruining my back lifting the wet snow. It's up. It's working. I've got gas for it. Ready to go.
Now I got to get lined up to be able to do any snow work that's necessary. At 69 years old, I'm not pushing a thing to clear snow. That's for sure.
Well, you're a couple of years older than me, not much, but a couple. And the trick is to do it slow and easy.
The trick is to do it at all. Pay a few dollars for a young kid do it.
I don't have that many kids in the neighborhood anymore.
Well, I know there's still some kids here. I've talked to a couple of them. A couple of adults are going around, too. You know. You figure it's a fast way to make a couple extra bucks. Time. I think I left a little earlier. and it should be okay. Yeah, we're pretty much set up at Oceanside, which I'm happy about.
I'm on the down slide to tunnel, so it's not going to be a day 7-3.
Stay safe, stay warm, stay dry, and do ZEP clear.
Into ZEP K6DPZ. Take it easy and drive careful later if it's going to be a mess. K6DPZ, QRZ.
I just wanted to know if it was snowing yet in New York.
A6DPZ, come through IRLP, I think. Not yet, but it should start later on toward the end, afternoon, expecting a big one.
I see your name in Fox News here. Heard about it early in my morning. I'm a day ahead of you, so. I looked at my father. He is my local. 8 years old, so I need some to make sure he gets whatever he needs. Okay, there's some ends.
There's some problems with the system. When you're coming in, there's all sorts of oscillations and everything else. I got part of it, but you're not doing too well coming in via the computer. This is K6DPZ Mobile, Richmond Hill. No, Oceanside, sorry.
I'm using...
You're not doing well. You might as well forget it for now. K6DPZ.
Let me see if I can...
Problem with the computer interfacing. Don't even bother coming back. You have oscillation, and it's no use sort of, trying it. We have a problem here.
All right, one more time.
Good. I got 20%. Just forget it. K6DPZ.
Peter Zebra Mobile, do you copy?